This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
Okay, I've got a couple more video clips here. First off, let's go, I mean, look, again, this is so insane. It's, I don't understand why MSNBC, CNN, I don't get it anymore. They've totally fallen off a cliff. Just look, just go and look. Let's go to clip 13. Listen to the... Jim Acosta is such a piece of work. I mean, this guy, his credentials need to be removed immediately. Listen to Jim Acosta inserting himself into the Kim Trump summit.
Mr. President, how's the meeting going so far, sir?
Only one in the media shouting at him. Ha! Trump looked back and saw him. Oh, this could be it. This could be it for Acosta. The only one shouting at him.
Mr. President, how's it going so far, sir? What do you think?
Jim Acosta is an unhinged maniac. All right, actually, now let's go to clip 12. Here's Jim Acosta. Jim Acosta again trying to insert himself rudely, totally classless, into this summit. So there's Trump and Kim talking. Shake hands.
What do you hope to accomplish, sir?
There's Acosta again. Only one. Now, there's actually a third clip, actually, too. I don't know if we have it, but there's actually a third clip where even after the signing, Acosta is sitting there screaming at Trump, asking him a question, asking Kim Jong-un, will you denuclearize? Will you denuclearize? And so then you have a moment where Kim looks at him and he's like, what is this guy's deal? Kim Jong-un would have that guy arrested immediately in North Korea. Yeah, there's the story right there. Acosta shouts at Kim Jong-un, will you give up your nuclear weapons? Jim Acosta is so unhinged. He's like, I don't even know. This guy needs to have his media credential removed immediately. He's rude. He's disrespectful. He's classless. And more than anything, he's a stone-cold idiot. A total boob. Now, it doesn't stop there. Let's now go to Ben Rhodes. This is the guy who gets a job at MSNBC after a clip of him unable to even find words after Hillary Clinton lost the election. Somehow that lands him a job speaking for a living. Listen to the unhinged Ben Rhodes now.
So that multinational agreement did not cover missiles. It didn't cover other bad behavior by Iran. He has now raised the stakes so that this deal has to cover missiles. It has to cover North Korean terrorism, North Korean human rights abuses, all the things that he rejected. It also has to include a real baseline, a real accounting and verification that extends beyond what was achieved in the Iran deal.
That's right, Andrew. I mean, you know, first of all, my concern with this summit is Kim Jong-un could make a kind of empty commitment to denuclearize at some point in the future. But there's no clear roadmap to get that done. There's no clear inspections regime to make sure that they are giving up their
nuclear weapons. Like Obama and the Iran
second
deal?
Point I'd make is the Iran deal is actually a pretty good template for what they should be trying to accomplish with the nuclear program. Because not only did that put strict constraints on Iran's nuclear program to prevent them from getting a weapon.
Just take him off. I just don't even know what to say anymore. These people are such liars. They're so unhinged. They're such phonies. Everything about them's fake. There's no basis in truth. There's no foundation in reality, man. They're just all unhinged, and then you have their little audience that goes out in the streets and shows how unhinged they are.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
You know, it's funny because there was a story out last week. 7 in 10 Americans have news fatigue. Do you see why? Because news isn't news anymore. All it is a cold civil. This is a cold civil war that mainline leftist news outlets are pushing and fomenting every day. That's all this is. There is no news anymore. The only news is like actual news developments. What Trump is doing, volcanoes happening, earthquakes happening, the arrest of all these pedophiles, the shutting down of the sex trafficking, Hollywood being exposed for all the rape culture that they've created. That's news. That is actual news. That is news and developments. But that's not what you see when you tune into the quote-unquote news anymore. You get a bunch of nonsense. And I got to tell you, I'm now hitting this threshold of news fatigue. And I don't really know what I'm going to do here, but I can't do CNN and MSNBC and I can't do it anymore, man. I can't do it. These people are so fake. They're such liars. I don't know what's driving them anymore. Is it insanity? Is it madness? Are they truly mentally deranged? Are they really that stupid? Are they bought and paid for? Do they just read off a teleprompter? Are they so filled with hate? What is wrong with these people? I can't deal with it anymore. And now I understand why 7 in 10 people in this country have news fatigue. But there's a silver lining to this. Every day when CNN and MSNBC and ABC News and CBS News and NBC News and the rest of the global news conglomerate comes out as anti-American, anti-Trump, totally unhinged, every day they get worse and worse, they're killing themselves. Why would they do that? Think about that. They're so committed to their agenda that they would destroy themselves to try to save it. You ever heard the old cliche, cutting off your nose to spite your face? It's just crazy. It's just unbelievable. And they're trying to tear this country apart at the seams with their fake news reporting, their cold war of the news. Yeah, there's Chris Hayes. I mean, could you believe the Chris Hayes clip? I mean, let's just go back. You know what? This is what I'm saying. If I go back to this, I'm just going to go insane again. Trump doesn't care about the outcome of the North Korea summit. What planet does Chris Hayes live on? That's what I'm saying. These people don't even live on Earth anymore. They're gone. They're lost. They're hopeless. But look. Look at Barack Obama today. The story from Kit Daniels is at InfoWars.com. Obama praises hockey team, but not Trump amid North Korea summit. Now, President Obama tweets this out this morning. Congratulations to the Capitals for winning the Stanley Cup. First tweet in 4 or 5 days from Obama. Nothing on the North Korean deal. And by the way, the Capitals won the Stanley Cup a week ago. If you don't think for 1 second this is a slime ball, Hussein Obama totally trying to take a jab at Trump. I don't even know what this is. This shows you this guy hates America, man. A week after the Capitals win the Stanley Cup, he congratulates them on Twitter. The morning of Donald Trump reaching a deal with Kim Jong-un, having the Korean summit. What does Obama do? Congratulates the Capitals a week after they win the Stanley Cup. If you don't understand how that is a direct shot at Trump, this is Obama slinging feces on social media. That's what this is. This is a rejected, loser, failed president whose legacy has not only now been politically destroyed, but once the IG report comes out and the Spygate is all exposed, his entire legacy, not just politically, but as a human, a scandal-free president. Barack Obama will go down in history as the biggest criminal that ever occupied the White House. And he knows it. So what does he do? He goes on social media and he slings the proverbial you-know-what all over the fan just to get people riled up, just to anger real Americans. What's Obama's excuse? Why didn't Obama reach a deal with Kim Jong-un? Why didn't Obama have the North Korean summit? He had the opportunity. Dennis Rodman came to him multiple times saying, I've got a door open here. I've got negotiations on the table. What did Obama do? Nothing. Oh, don't you see? Obama, I mean, you want to talk about agents, assets? How is Obama not an Iranian asset? How is Obama not an Iranian agent? Completely ignores what would be a real thing to move the world forward with North Korea, and he ignores that. What does he do? He goes into Iran, gives them access to our financial system, gives them billions of dollars, releases Taliban leaders. I mean, it's unbelievable. And then Trump gets us out of the Iran deal. What's been the difference? The Iran deal was a fake deal. The Iran deal was us, Obama, taking a wire from America's prosperity and just plugging it into Iran and saying, go for it, baby. Rob us dry. And it's like, I don't want to sit here and hate on Iran, but then you see the rhetoric that comes out of their government anti-American every day. You're like, well, screw you then. Sorry that Obama, you know, lets you suck us dry, but we're not doing that anymore. And so now Iran's pissed. Yeah, we have an American president now, not an Iranian president, not a jihadi president, not a communist president, an American president. And this is what it looks like. And John Kerry and John McCain and Barack Obama and Valerie Jarrett and all of their side deals, all their corruption and their deal with Iran, all gets exposed. I mean, think about some of these names. Valerie Jarrett, Loretta Lynch, Susan Rice, Ben Rhodes, all from the Obama administration. James Clapper, John Brennan, all from the Obama administration. A bunch of scum. A bunch of two-timing scum. Or just look at the Loretta Lynch and Susan Rice. Just total dingbats. Total nitwits. Total nothings. You know, I don't know too much about their history, but I wouldn't be surprised if they both went to Harvard University. They always come out of Harvard, folks. You think Harvard is an Ivy League school for higher education? Harvard is a CIA, FBI, NSA, deep state recruitment grounds, and a money laundering operation to the tune of billions of dollars. Okay? Oh, shocking. Loretta Lynch went to Harvard. I don't even need to look this stuff up, folks. Once you have gone into this and you know the system and you know how it works and you know how it's fed, you see everything. It's like the old Lego movie with the master builders. At first, the character has no idea. He can't see anything. He doesn't. Nothing makes sense to him. Nothing of it makes sense. And then, boom, he becomes a master builder. And you see everything. You see all the parts. You see how they fit. You see how it builds. You see how you create things. And it's all falling apart right now. And so, aside from the deep state being exposed and falling apart, you also have President Trump actually getting things done. And it shows you all it took was a little will. How did President Trump get the GDP up over 3%? He wanted to. How did President Trump get black unemployment to a record low? He wanted to. How did President Trump save the U.S. economy from going into a deeper recession? Because he wanted to. How did President Trump get a deal done with Kim Jong-un at a summit? Because he wanted to. Why did President Trump make Jerusalem the capital of Israel, even though every other president said they would do it? Because he wanted to, folks. He wants to be president. He wants to make America great again. Everyone else in my lifetime has been a two-timing traitor. Whether it was Obama, whether it was Bush, whether it was Clinton, they all were traitors. Trump is the first one that's actually doing something.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
You know, my biggest frustration is not that Barack Hussein Obama is a total phony, a total liar. My biggest frustration is not that Hillary Clinton hates people. My biggest frustration is not that MSNBC, CNN, ABC, and the corporate news conglomerate lies all day. Those are not my biggest frustrations. Those are a source of my biggest frustration, which is that people don't see it. That is my biggest frustration. People don't see how big of a phony Barack Hussein Obama is. People don't see the truth behind agenda-driven corporate globalist news media corporations. People don't see all of the phoniness in the reporting against Donald Trump. That is my biggest frustration. And it's like beating your head against the wall when you have leftist and liberal organizations funding the Women's March, funding the Me Too movement, and then Joe Biden and Bill Clinton have the same people that go to those marches pay hundreds of dollars to see them speak at a book tour. Whoa, man, like if that's not Twilight Zone, if that's not 1984, somebody come wake me up from this nightmare. And that's the reality of the situation. And I was beginning to lose my cool in the last segment, so I'm going to open up the phone lines and we're going to go to some of these callers before I just totally blow up here on air. So I'm opening up the phone lines now. Well, I'm just going to take your calls. We'll take your calls through the rest of the show here, interspersed with news. 1-877-789-ALEX, 1-877-789-ALEX. We'll be taking your calls for the remainder of the show, mainly just for my own mental health so that I don't go absolutely crazy. Because it's nice to hear from educated people. It's nice to hear from people that care about the future and care about this country and understand why America is so important to the world. So I'm going to go to the audience today to just kind of ease some of my frustration at the absolute total ignorance of the population. And then there's another level of frustration. The only way that you're that ignorant in the year 2018 is because you choose to be. The only way that you fall for a Barack Obama, the only way you fall for a CNN and an MSNBC headline is because you choose to be ignorant. You choose to be a brainwashed fool. It's like Kanye West said. It's like 300 years of slavery sounds like a choice. Still falling for the fake news on Trump sounds like a choice. Still falling for Obama and Biden and the deep state sounds like a choice. Still falling for Russian collusion. Oh, my God. Can you imagine believing in Russian collusion? Oh, even though it's Hillary and the Democrats with Russian collusion all over their damn shirt. See, this is what I'm saying. I'm getting mad. So we're going to open up the phone lines. I need to calm down because we are coming back. I mean, we are having the victories. I just want everybody on my team, man. I just want everybody on the team. That's all it is. And I'm sitting here and it's like people are drowning. They've fallen off the yacht. They don't know how to swim. And I'm like, hey, you know, give me your hand. I'm going to pull you on board. Let's go. We're moving forward. Come on. And they're like, no, I don't want to touch your hand. You're trying to kill me. You're a Russian agent. You're fake news. You're going to pull your hand away. It's not even a real hand. I'm like, dude, just grab my hand. Just grab my hand. No, CNN and MSNBC said you're fake news. I can't grab your hand. I'm going to drown. I'm going to die with President Obama in the deep state because that's what the brainwashing tells me. But they think They're going to get a lifeline. They think the deep state is going to throw them an inner tube. You're going to drown. Let me just calm down, and we're going to aggregate some calls here. And let me remind you. Oh, boy. You know, do me a favor. Can you just do me a favor, please, and go to InfoWarsStore.com and get yourself some Nascent Iodine Survival Shield X2 that's 50% off. Get yourself some Brain Force Plus that's 50% off right now. The real Red Pill Plus, 50% off. Silver Bullet. Folks, go get 20 bottles of Silver Bullet right now at 50% off and free shipping. You're going to need it for anything. You can put silver in anything. I was talking to one of our crew members here who's been here forever about the powers of silver. He's like, yeah, you can put it in your shampoo. You can put it in your hand soap. We put it in our toothpaste. I have a water flosser at home. I put it in that. You put it in everything, man. It's silver. It's great. It's healthy. It builds your immune system. We got a 50% off right now. Top quality. Get 20 bottles of it. Put it in your hand soap. Put it in your shampoo. Put it in your body wash. Put it in your mouthwash. Put it in everything. You get a cut, you get an abrasion, you put it on that. It stops scarring. It helps healing faster. It's amazing. 50% off right now, InfoWarsStore.com, and free shipping store-wide. This is the last chance, folks. The last chance for the Super Summer Sale. Now, my guess is this is probably going to last and then conclude through the 34-hour live broadcast spectacular that we're launching Thursday morning, 8 a.m. with David Knight. June 14th, that's President Trump's birthday. That's also the day the Inspector General Michael Horowitz's report comes out on why Hillary Clinton received special treatment from the Obama Justice Department and from the Obama FBI. It's going to totally destroy this whole thing, folks. And what's crazy about it is it doesn't really seem like it in the aggregate, but this will actually be the source of everything else that followed. The Spygate, the Russian collusion gate, all of that stuff actually can be sourced with James Comey and Loretta Lynch writing Hillary Clinton off early. Now, let me explain why that is. Hillary Clinton cut deals with Loretta Lynch. And who knows who else? Maybe even Obama, maybe Comey. They cut deals, all assuming Hillary Clinton would win. They had the corporate media behind them. They had the rigged elections behind them. They had all the money behind them. They thought they had a path to victory, but they didn't even think they would be facing Trump. So when Trump got the Republican nomination, all of a sudden they had to kick it to the next level. Even though they still assumed they would win, Trump was a real threat because he was an outsider. So if it was Bush that got in, it'd probably be fine. They wouldn't really worry about it. Even Cruz, you know, he's from the political establishment. So, okay, they can work with that. But Trump, an outsider, a success story, a true story of the American dream, that sent a little panic. So what did they do? They spied on him. They made up the Russian collusion narrative. And they did all this stuff. And Hillary cut a bunch of deals. But it all originates from Comey and Loretta Lynch dropping the email investigation so she would win. That's the origins of all of this. It was a rig from the beginning, folks. Think about it. They stole it from Bernie Sanders, okay? And then they put Hillary Clinton in as the Democrat nominee. A walking corpse. A woman who couldn't even campaign because she was so sick. A woman who fell down multiple times because she was sick. A woman who had to wear seizure glasses because she was sick. A woman now walking around in a back brace because she's sick. That's who they were going to give you. A walking corpse. Hillary Clinton. Do you see how rigged this is? Do you see how fake it's all been? Trump is the realest thing to happen in America. Since I don't even know. I don't even know. Trump is the realest thing to happen to America probably in my life.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate. Because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com and your purchase funds the operation.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at DYLN.co. That's DYLN.co.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we're about to open up and go to the phone lines here for the first time today. First, I just want to hit some news just quickly, I promise, and I'm going to go to the phone lines. This story is from the Wall Street Journal. FCC chairman still receiving threats over net neutrality. Of course, that's Ajit Pai. Now, here's why I'm covering this. Think about this. Has any other FCC commissioner in the past received death threats regularly? Has any other FCC commissioner in the past had to travel with security 24/7? No. Now, why would Ajit Pai be that guy? You'd think that he'd be endeared by the liberal media. I mean, after all, he's a minority. He's not a white male, so he's not the devil. But why? And if you understand this, you understand so much about how the radical left-wing hate mob operates. First, it all derives from their false narrative on net neutrality. So first they create a fake narrative around net neutrality. They use Obama's face put on net neutrality to try to fluff net neutrality up like something you want. They have a false narrative about net neutrality in the media. They build it up so the brainwashed minions accept it. Yes, we love net neutrality. Ha, we don't like internet freedom. Yeah, we want net neutrality. We want the big corporations in total control, and then they can manipulate who gets the bandwidth. Yeah, that's what we want. Ah. So they spin a false narrative. They put Obama's face on it to get their brainwashed minions to think it's good. But then what happens? Ajit Pai does his job as the FCC commissioner, tells you the truth about net neutrality, and then kills it and says, no, we're not going to do that. We're going to let the internet operate free as it has. And we're not going to bring out these new regulations that are going to give corporations more control over content on the internet. So then what happens? Well, the media already created their false narrative on net neutrality and acted like it was the golden goose. So then FCC Chairman Ajit Pai comes around, who doesn't cater and cower and bow down to the fake news. He stands up for what's right and says, no, I'm not going to do this. Wow, how refreshing. Then what does the media do? He's the bad guy. He's the devil. Trump is putting up to it. And then what did the brainwashed minions do? Now they hate Ajit Pai because he killed their golden goose of net neutrality. They thought it was so good and they needed net neutrality. And now Ajit Pai. And now he gets death threats every day. Now he has to travel with security 24/7. This is how the left-wing radical liberals operate. And this shows you how manipulated and controlled they are in their thought process. So you sell them net neutrality, you sell them a bill of goods, you put Obama's face on it, they love it. Ajit Pai doesn't bow down to the corporate media, stands up to it, says we're not bringing in net neutrality. Then the media says Ajit Pai bad, Trump telling him to do this, and now he gets death threats all day from the loving, tolerant liberals. Oh, and let's not forget, today actually I think marks the year anniversary of the radical left-wing terrorist shooting up the Republican baseball practice. Guys, I think that was a year today. See if you guys can look that up. So let's just remember what we're dealing with here and who the real radical terrorists are in this country. By the way, U.S. Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow is in good condition following a heart attack. You wish the best for him, and you hope that he didn't get a heart attack attack. Now, this is declassified stuff, ladies and gentlemen. They have frequencies and machines that they can point at you to cause a heart attack. That is declassified information. So I'm not saying that's what happened to Larry Kudlow, but with everything else that's going on, the intel Alex got about Anthony Bourdain, you have to wonder about this stuff. Seth Rich, Sean Lucas, Barrington Wisenant. Yeah, the Clinton body count, Vince Foster, John Ash. So you just have to wonder, but we hope that Larry Kudlow is doing just fine. All right, let me go out to the, was it a year ago today? It was a year ago Thursday. A year ago Thursday, on Trump's birthday, that's right, when the radical left-wing terrorists went and shot up a Republican baseball practice, which could have been a mass shooting. Think about that. That could have been a mass shooting. You notice how the media didn't call for gun control after that, though, because it was a good, tolerant liberal that did it. All right, let's go out to Blake, calling in from Kentucky. Go ahead, Blake.
Hey, Owen, how's it going?
Going good. Go ahead.
I'd just like to say that people need to go to the InfoWars store and check out Super Male Vitality, Alpha Power, Caveman. They're all great. Gives you more stamina when you're working out, more energy throughout the day. Also, I just want to say keep your head up, man. We're still winning every day. Like, I appreciate y'all's hard work down there at InfoWars.
I don't want you to think my head is down. Trust me, it's not. I'm loving all of this right now. I have a genuine spirit of unity. Like, I genuinely, I don't have to agree with people all the time. It's just I want people to understand that we're all in this together. We're all on this same rock floating through space, one in 10 trillion odds that we're even here right now. And you just have people that fall for lies and propaganda, and I just want them to open their eyes and see the light. That's all it is, Blake.
No, I agree. I agree. And Trump just keeps outclassing them and outsmarting those globalists at every turn. I do hope that they continue to follow up with the Clinton investigations, not just into the emails, but into the Clinton Foundation and Haiti and everything else, too.
Well, I think that the Inspector General's report could be the straw that broke the camel's back. We'll see. They're saying they may try to smooth it out around the edges. I hope not. I hope they just divulge the whole thing.
I hope they do, too.
And that's what this country needs. But here's the craziest part about it, Blake. They could document the entire thing about how they rigged the investigation to make sure Hillary Clinton could still run for president, how they rigged the investigation to make sure Hillary Clinton wouldn't be prosecuted. And they will, and it's already documented. We already have it all. And the left still won't accept it. They'll still say it's a right-wing conspiracy theory. I'm telling you, you can have a blade of grass, of healthy green grass, right in front of these people's face and say, this is a blade of grass and it is green. And they'll say, no, it's not. That's what's going to happen, Blake. Mark my words. All right, let's now move on to George in California. Go ahead, George.
How's it going, Owen?
Just fine.
I just want to talk to you and tell you that you're doing a great job, man. And don't let the liberals get to you because, honestly, they're getting all their information from the Instagrams, the Snapchats, all the bus feeds and everything that gives them misinformation. So it's just a zombie culture.
Well, and let's be clear, they're not real liberals. That's the modern day nomenclature because it's where they fall on the political spectrum that were presented. But they're not real liberals. They're brainwashed minions. They're fools. They're whatever. But you'd say, again, it's this weird thing where social media, people don't understand this. Social media literally dominates people's lives where they will take up a set of beliefs or some narrative just so they can post about it on social media and feel good about themselves.
And that's what it gives them a source of dopamine. That's why people are so obsessed with Instagrams and everything, because every like gives them a source of dopamine. So that's what makes them more obsessed with the social media.
And it's just sad, the dopamine receptors that they've now been trained to fire off via these social media things and getting likes and everything. Man, it's like faux dopamine. It's like decaffeinated coffee. It's not real. It's a small rush that then you just kind of get like every second, like this little rush, instead of a true dopamine hit, which is like going out there, challenging yourself, suffering a little bit, and then having the success. And then having the victory, that's a real dopamine thing. That's how you actually can get high in real life. I mean, look at this. Look at running. Ask people that run. If you go out and run 5 miles, your brain is pumping out dopamine like a machine. Like a machine. But if you sit on social media all day and tweet, you just get like this little, it's like asthma or something, like asthma for your dopamine. It just kind of just little eats every day. And you get more desperate for it and you just sit on there all day. It's killing us.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Stuck in an expensive timeshare contract and feel like there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group. I've helped thousands of people get rid of their timeshares.
I didn't realize what I was getting into. The whole thing was just a scam. I finally found information on Chuck, and he agreed to meet us. It was just a wonderful experience because he knows that business inside out, and he actually wanted to solve our problem.
I fought the largest timeshare company in federal court, and yes, I won.
Whether you owe $10,000 to $250,000 on your timeshare, we can help cancel your mortgage. When you're approved as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off of your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation at 800-959-3388. That's 800-959-3388. 800-959-3388.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
You know, I like analogies sometimes, because some people understand what you're saying better when they can see it through the lens of an analogy. You had a viral video recently come from a Minnesota high school baseball tournament where it's the last inning, the last strike, and the pitcher strikes out the batter to win the game and to go to the state finals. Here's the B-roll. They're showing it right now. The strikeout, the punch out, and then the team goes crazy. They're all celebrating. But you'll see the pitcher goes to the batter that he just struck out and kind of gives him a hug. And so the team is all celebrating behind him. They just had a great victory. And the pitcher kind of misses out on that moment to go hug his friend and console him after the strikeout. Okay, Schroyer, what are you talking about? This is my analogy. This is what I'm saying. We are having victory right now, so don't be confused. I know we're having victory. I know we've been having massive victories. We are changing the tide. We are restoring nationalism. We are restoring general humanitarianism. The real humanitarianism, not fake faux humanitarianism. But like that pitcher that just won the game with the strikeout, sees his fellow friend suffering, and he goes and consoles him. That's my frustration. That's all of these people that still hate Trump. That's all of these people that still think America is so bad because of this, that, or the other thing. That's all these people that still fall for the fake news at CNN and MSNBC. I genuinely feel bad for them. I genuinely want to lift them out of their stupor. I genuinely want them to be on the winning team. But they don't want it. And I don't know what to do for these people. If they can't read, if they can't think, if they don't have a memory, they don't have logic and reasoning anymore. I don't know what we can do, but that's just kind of an analogy of how I feel. I genuinely feel bad for these people suffering right now because they really believe the fake news. They really believe everything about Trump that they hear on CNN. He's a Russian agent. He's racist. He's that. All fake. All fake. Yet that's the bubble they live in. They are miserable. And I just want them to be on the winning team. Speaking of winning teams, but look, this is actually kind of all, it all kind of comes together here. Dumb and Dumber, this is from the Times in the UK. Dumb and Dumber, why we're getting less intelligent. So now, where you had IQ scores going up, they pretty much peaked at the Second World War, and now they're going back down. Well, why is that? It's the social media. It's the dumbing down on television. It's the flicker rates. It's the less reading. It's the school system. But also don't be confused by the false assumption in our own human arrogance that we're the smartest humans to ever walk the earth. Okay? There have been other humans in history that may have even been smarter than us, may have had more advanced technology than us. But just humans in general have a psychology to think we're the most advanced, we're the best of the species that has ever had to offer. Maybe that's not the case. And now you see the trend. We're getting dumber again. You see it in the streets. Now, a lot of it, health issues have to do with this. American toddlers are eating more sugar than the maximum amount of sugar recommended for adults. Now, you can health and what to eat and all this stuff is really relative, depending on the individual and depending on certain circumstances. But here's one fact. If the sugar that these toddlers are eating is processed sugar, then yes, it's killing them. Natural sugar really is. People want to make, they want to demonize all these things. Demonize carbs, demonize calories, demonize sugar. No, you need all of that stuff. And you can actually take it in mass quantities if you want it. As long as you burn it off, you're actually even more healthy. But the processed sugar now is what they're finding the issue is. It's the processed sugar, and that's what you get from most of these fast food chains, is processed sugar. That's what you get in the soda. That's what you get in the drinks that these young kids are drinking. So that's the problem. So it's not sugar. You need sugar. Sugar's fine. It's processed sugar. It's the processed foods. Those are the ones that are killing the human genome. But they always demonize it and say, oh, sugar's the problem. Or, oh, this is... No, it's the processed sugar. It's the processed GMOs. That's the problem. All right. Let's go back out to the phone lines. Let's go to Joe calling in from Arkansas. Go ahead, Joe.
Hi, my name is Gerald.
Okay.
Gerald, not Joe. Anyway, I'm hearing what you're saying there, Owen, and you're right on the money as far as the processed sugar. It's the same thing with news. Isn't fake news processed?
I like that.
We want the truth. The truth doesn't need to be processed. You just tell it like it is, right?
No, that's it. Yeah, exactly. Like real news, like actually just giving the news is good. That doesn't need to be demonized. Like real sugar. Real sugar is fine. Yeah, obviously you eat too much of it. But you know, enough sugar is fine. You don't demonize the sugar. But then you hit on it. It's the fake sugar. Just like it's the fake news. The average person won't get burnt out by real news. They want that. They want to know what's going on. They want to be informed. It's the fake news, just like the fake sugar that's killing us.
Yeah, and here's the thing. Everything you're saying, the foundational thing is what they've done is they've turned it around. They've taken the lie and they've made it the truth. Now, it's not really, but it deceived people. Well, you got to do your homework and search. The Bible says search and prove all things. Well, God wouldn't tell you to do that if you couldn't do it.
Well, and now the laziness factor comes into play, which is, again, that is artificially, developed with the flicker rates on the TV, the chemicals in the food and water, the fluoride. So they even They even make us lazier. Maybe they don't know it. Maybe there's not some grand conspiracy, and they really don't know fluoride is bad for you and kills your pineal gland. They really don't know about the flicker rates in TV that they tested for 5 years before they even released it, testing it on monkeys. So maybe they don't know that's going on, but you hit the nail on the head. People are so lazy now, it's a lot easier to just see something with a flashy light in front of you and accept it than to actually research it for yourself.
I got a quick question, because I hear you talking about it all the time. It's on the news every day how you guys are being kept from being conservatives on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Now, I don't know the answer to this, but if I understood you guys right, these are all private companies. Why can't InfoWars start up a competition for Facebook and YouTube and Twitter?
Well, there's a simple answer for that. Honestly, the simplest answer is bandwidth, cloud space, storage, time, and money. Okay, that requires maximum amounts of all of those elements, if you will, to compete with a Facebook, to compete with a Twitter. I mean, look at Gab. Gab, I mean, on its surface and in its principle, could easily compete with Twitter, but they don't have all the money. They don't have all the bandwidth. And think about this. How much does the average individual in their life pay to be on Instagram, pay to be on Snapchat, pay to be on Facebook, pay to be on Twitter, pay to be on YouTube? You know how much, Joel? Zero. Now, how do you think these companies are making money? It's like people can't even think that far ahead. Duh, they're selling your information, bro. It's like 2 + 2 = 4. How do you think you can use these platforms for 10 years for free? They're selling every piece of data you give them, and you sign your rights away when you click that box that says accept. So I don't know if that answers your question, but we have Infowars.com/show, where we're independent. We have Infowars.com, so we have our own independent networks. It's just they force everybody into those media platforms. That's all you see on television. That's all they promote. That's all they advertise, because it's all part of the same system, gathering your data, gathering the intelligence, mapping the human genome, but they roll it out as a trendy social media thing so that you love it, you absorb it, you use it for free, and then they use that to map out and the whole human genome, and then to get all the data on you and everybody else that then will be rolled out with the AI. Once that comes along, to dictate who gets what services and who can or can't buy a car, etc.
What you're doing, conceding defeat, man. I mean, you've got to be smarter than they are. You attack instead of defend. You guys are defending yourself too much. Attack them back. I don't get it, man.
So what do you want us to do?
Okay, here. Let me put it like this. You know what? How they control the masses? It's money, right? You guys have to have money to do your business. Well, you know, the biggest fraud is the banking system. They don't have to print gold and silver back in your money anymore, because they're supposed to by the Constitution, but they're violating it. So you can get on a computer, Owen, and you can create trillions, because it's just stupid digits in a computer.
All right, well, okay, Joel, I'm not disagreeing with you, but that's a little existential, I think, to try to find a solution to now. I mean, you want to talk about, you know, the private Federal Reserve. I mean, now you're going down a different issue.
You have been lied to.
My name is Kevin Shipp. I'm a former decorated CIA officer. Finally, someone has come out and written what I think is the best expose on the shadow government ever. We're in a constitutional crisis, and our government is now being run and ruled by a shadow government.
We got to get this out, because just because you're awake, folks, doesn't mean other people are. This is critical to get, to read, to give to the library, to give to your church. Get them right now at killinguncleSamBook.com. killinguncleSamBook.com.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.